we discussed yesterday is from the Yesoides of Emunah and Bitochen, and how to look at life. And there's many different connections. And many people who listened to the shiur yesterday virtually sent me shilas on the also how to look at this, how to look at that. Hundreds of examples. So I will crystallize one nekuda, which is like I hold Yesoides, and then there's a big world. Take a simple thing, I'll just give you a dogma. Like Rabbi Sapperstein asked me afterwards, how is he you'd look at the Hitler, Yimach Shemoy? So what's that? That doesn't matter, that's okay. So I'll tell you like this. I'm just going to give you a couple of quotes from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, the last year of his life, the last Rosh Hashanah, he was very shvach before the Tkiyas, but obviously everybody was trying to hear any word that the Chofetz Chaim has to say. And these were his words that he said, the last Rosh Hashanah before the Tkiyas. Kol ish sheyesh loy moyach bekodkodoy. Any man that has a brain in his skull, it's pretty strong words, yisa le'eretz Yisrael, should go to Eretz Yisrael, v'yikne bayis v'achuzo, he should buy over there a home, a place to live, ki yair Berlin was like Berlin is, ki yair Berlin, v'gam akrochem b'chutz la'aretz kulom yachroivu, v'eretz Yisrael timolei. Eretz Yisrael will last. Wow. This was the last year before he was lifted. Now, Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman was told the same thing by the Chofetz Chaim. So Rabbi Elchanan asked him. These are the words of Rabbi Elchanan. Harei Beretz Yisrael, Misgabrim Achofshim, you have the Freya Yidin, Mordei Ara Torah. Chofetz Chaim said, V'hoya Kodesh. The Novi says, V'hoya Kodesh. Hanovi mishtamish kan bevo vahipuch lashmienu shebesoif tia beretz Yisrael mapecha ruchni l'kedusha. There's going to be kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Ubahar tziyoin tliya pleita. In 1930, he told his daughter, Fege Zaks, the following words. Hamuchom akodemus, the last war, World War I, hu mischak ilodim. That's a kid's game. That's a joke compared to what's going to be. Sorry is gedol is you. His daughter says, Fegas acts, lo yachalti lishon shloisha chadosh. After my father said, I couldn't sleep for 3 months. I was so scared. That same year, 1930, Chodesh Nissen, these are the words of the Chofetz Chaim. Nosan doifek al hashulchan, he clapped on the table. He said, Miskareves Shoya Iyuma. This has nothing to do with Hitler. This is way before Hitler. He says, there's going to be a Hitler. Doesn't matter who Hitler. Hitler's a Python puppet. There's going to be Hamulchom Olamos Hazeh. He says, this war is going to be any other war we had was a Mischak Yelodim. Atem Einchem Yodim. You don't understand. Ani Roya Mashi Yisrachish Po'ed Esr Shonim. I see what's happening in 10 years from now. Yeah, Chofetz Chaim. Next, 1932. We're getting close. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag HaSukkos Tofresh Tzadik Beis Dofak HaChofetz Chaim Beveisoi Oid Hapam VeOmar B'Daige Eineni Mafriz. I'm not exaggerating. Miskareves Ei Shekulonu Nia B'Sakona Eineni Medaber Al Parnosa Elo Al Sakonas Chaim Mamish Lonu. Yeah? So, was Hitler the puppet? Yes! But it was us, it was our Meisim. It was where we were holding. The Chofetz Chaim saw 10 years before. And you see so many things in this Chofetz Chaim. First of all, you see, You could believe that. You could believe you have to make a shtadlus. You could believe you should leave Europe. He said you leave Europe. He said it. He said anybody who has a brain in his skull should leave. After the massacre in Chevron, a couple of years later, a Jew who heard that the Chofetz Chaim held about going to Eretz Yisrael, so he asked him, "What? But Lamaise, at the massacre in Chevron, there's Arabs, is it?" Chofetz Chaim told him like this, "You want to know what Arabs are?" He says, "Bnei Yishmol heim pera adam. HaTorah akdoshi nitzchi. The Torah is everlasting. The Torah calls the Bnei Yishmol pera adam." That means, says the Chofetz Chaim, Yishmol will remain a pera adam lo'olam. Just like the Torah is forever, Yishmol will remain a pera adam. Listen to the words of the Chofetz Chaim. You see it so clear today, it's mamish like Nevi'us. The Chofetz Chaim says, afilu, even if they're going to get educated, lo yala biyodom, ki loy ben tarbasu, he's a para adam, said the Chofetz Chaim, v'im yilmad, v'yeh l'moshel oirech din, yeh oirech din para adam. He'll be a lawyer, but he'll be a lawyer para adam. V'im yaskil, liyeh is professor, yeh professor para adam. It's so true today. You see the educated, these educated, you know, Arab leaders, you see what they talk like, how they talk, and their hatred, and their murderous. It says, Ki afroi shaloi lo yisosu mimenu lenetach. V'ein miyeh sheyedeh ma'aper adam osu oed lasus liyam Yisrael, ba'achris hayom. Mikomokoyim, ein la'lis akev milal yisloachetz. Those are the The point that you must believe, the point of yesterday's ideas, wasn't whether if somebody gets appointed, no matter who gets appointed, you should say it's a good thing. That wasn't the point. The point is to have absolute emuna only in the Rabbeinu Shlom. And I printed out Rabbeinu Yehuda for the Olam also, in Mishlei that we quoted yesterday. Leiv melech bayad, zok Rabbeinu Yehuda, harabim tluyim b'melech. V'yesh levnosan loy Hashem koyach lohomis ulahachyos lohora ulahetiv. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, shomer Hashem, somebody who's shomer Hashem, and Hashem himself will control this person, lasers kifi gzeres Hashem yizbarach. Al ken you kol pnei alvovois liyira es Hashem, v'loy liyira chamas ha-melech. V'rak me Hashem yivakesh v'achem. V'eilov yitzapeh, v'yiseinov. Ki hu amata lev ha-melech. Yes, Hitler was controlled by the Rabbeinu Shlom. Hitler was not the tragedy. Hitler was the puppet that Hashem used for that tragedy. That, if you don't believe, you have a problem. You have to straighten your head out. Now, how does a person look at a matzav? Do you say, okay, is it good? Is it bit? Avada, some people look at a matzav, they look at what's going on now, and they go, it's terrible. It's terrible. It looks like there's a midas hadin. Several people ask me, is it midas hadin? Could be. That's not apikoris. Somebody says, it looks like there's midas hadin. You have these people, these anti-Semites, they're getting leadership. That's an approach. My message was, what I think personally, this is my personal feeling, but you don't have to agree with me. My personal feeling is that if the reminder to us not to put our trust in Bnei Odom is not a Hitler Yimach Shemai, but it's some foolish mayor of New York City, and that's the way we get our reminder, Ashreinu Matoev Chokein. Because he's not Biyodoy Lohomis Lohachyos. He has a very, very shvacha position. So Elamai, is it a Midas Hadin? So I'm saying, if this gives you a reminder that there's a Rabbeinu Shlom to look to, and not to look at Pasav Adam, then this is Mamish Midas Harachim. You can't call Hitler Midas Harachim. Right? Hitler Yimach Shemai wasn't Midas Harachim. We were holding then in the Matzah of Din. But Hitler wasn't the issue. That's the point. The Chofetz Chaim foresaw this years before. And some person could look at the matzav and say, we should stay here. There were Gedolim who stayed in Europe. Right? Some people could say, no, now is the time to make ishtadlus. None of that is kfirah. What's kfirah is to think that Hitler is a Baal Yecholus to do something on his own. He's a nobody. He's a puppet. That's my point. It's all the Rabbanu Shel. For those that want to look at a Zman like a Midas Hadin Zman, that's up to you. That's up to you. You could talk to the people that you're Messiah, so they could tell you it's a Midas Hadin. Maybe you should fast. You talk to somebody else, they'll tell you, no, if I care, this is a Gevaldic reminder, we should look up to Rabbanu Shel. Good. Eilu ve'eilu divrei kamchai. Eilu ve'eilu divrei kamchai. Nobody could say that the Gedolim who stayed in Europe, they were apikorsim and chas v'shalom. And nobody could say the Gedolim that followed what the Chofetz Chaim said, he himself tried to make his shtadlis to go, should be that there are. That's a mahalach. But what is kfira is the chas v'shalom think that we have to be afraid of this yukul, of this mamdani, or that we should feel secure because we have Trump. If somebody says, you know what? I think it's a Shas Rachamim now that Hashem gave us such a president that's mischasid with Klal Yisrael. That's fine. That's a kosher thought. That's 100% a kosher thought. So I just want the Olam to understand what the main point. The main point is to give very little credibility, to try to give zero credibility if you can, to who this leader is. That's not what you should be afraid of. That's not what you should be happy about. You should be looking l'cho einenu saluyos. L'cho einenu saluyos. Grada, me personally, I look at it like a mayor of New York City that could be our zeichel l'churban to remind us that we shouldn't look to the leader. That's midas harachman. I look at that as a more than a silver lining. For me personally, it's just another kunz. I'm a boss of a dumb like all of you. So when we had, last year we had a gewaldige election, and it looked like everything is gewaldic, all of our people, it makes you feel, you swell up a little bit. You feel, oh. You know how many people told me that? Oh, you know what? I'm not running to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. After this, good. One guy told me, I feel like the whole country is falling apart. And after Alex, she said, oh, we can stay here. Right? That's not the mahalach. The mahalach is the Rabbanu Shel. And whoever's running the world, and he's the one running. And whoever's officially the president, the mayor, the governor, they're puppets. They're puppets. And if you need a tikkun, so besakin yourself to Rabbanu Shel. Mi idea, if we would have taken the Musar to Chofetz Chaim, so Hitler could have gotten elected, and we could have gotten chasodim out of Hitler. Yimach sheboy. Who knows? We could have switched it. The Chofetz Chaim wasn't just trying to scare people. He was telling them, wake up. Wake up. So that's all. That's the lekach. So everybody could have their own tenuas. Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chaim. You could look at it however you want. At each tkufa, you could say, as long as you're looking up at the Rabbanu Shel Olam, I have no problem with your mahalach. But the day that you say you're afraid of mamdani, right, then you have a problem. Then you have a problem. That's the, you say, oy vey, we're now in bad shape, we haven't done it. If you say, oy vey, we must have done the, if Hashem's with mice, if Hashem's not giving us people that are easy to deal with, that's fine. That's kosher. That's a kosher thought. I don't have a problem with that. Don't be afraid, like the Rabbinian says, don't be afraid of the person. You want to fix your own ways, you want to say, it would have been better for us if this would have happened, so by Hashem sending this puppet, it's a wake-up call for us. That's fine. That's a kosher thought. That's a kosher thought. Like I said, I like if the reminders have to come with an amal, zeichel l'churban, a mamdani, if that's the way Hashem is reminding us, ashreinu. That we got a reminder. Instead of getting a reminder with a Hitler, yimach shemay, we got a mamdani. Vos ken ton, abisul shrayin. Vos ken shinton. Half the things he says he could do, he can't stop, can't do. And the other half of the things was he's going to freeze. He's going to extend rent freezes, and he's going to try to bankrupt the city. Maybe he could bankrupt the city. But what's Kenesh Hinton? Kenesh always hogging in Eden. Right? He personally can't kill Jews. So if you say Elamai, it's a bad climate, and it could generate more hatred, and it could be in a, that's all true. I'm not saying that that's not true. So work on yourself. Don't look at him. Don't be afraid of him. I'm not one drop afraid of him. I'm not one drop afraid of him. I'm not afraid of him more than I am of an infant in an incubator in the hospital, of a premature infant in the hospital, who's in an incubator on a ventilator. That's how afraid I am of Mamdani. It's a garnished. Like I said, the lekach, yeah, that's elu ve'elu. Some people are Mamdani, they go, Ivei, Rebbeinu Shloim, Oima Hayalanu. And I look at it like, it's a reminder. Don't put your trust, Al Tiftechu B'Nidivim. And if you do that, then it'll be Mamdani with Latoiva. If that will be your takeaway, that Mamdani, because of Mamdani, now you say, you know what, I have to look more towards the Rebbeinu Shloim. The Machazik, my looking upward. Then it was good. That's good you had a Mamdani. And Baruch Hashem, loyal yidei yisurim v'choloyim royim. We daven for that. Right? That if we need reminders, it shouldn't be al yidei yisurim v'choloyim royim. So if our reminder is Mamdani, or the way Musk calls him Mamdomi, which is elu ve'elu divrilikim chayim, so ashreinu. That was my point when I said, it's not even a silver lining, it's mamish silver. It's silver if you take that. If you take that. But by the way, there's nothing wrong with somebody saying, you know, I feel very uneasy about this. I think I have to misakin myself. That's fine too. That's kosher 100%. That's absolutely. I wasn't chas v'shalom. Nobody should think I was saying that there's something wrong with that way of thinking. I'm just saying, look upward. Look at the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what Rebbeinu Yehuda says. It's also, you can't be mefachid from the person. Zayzokter. Also mefachid. And that's why you saw Rabbi Elchanan during the war. When he went to mamish into the ovens, he wasn't mafachet from them. He wasn't mafachet from them. He was only by the Rabbanu Shalom.